And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
It's the River Talk Radio Network. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, the audio path of totality. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. The insanity regarding Elon Musk on the part of the left, the insanity on the left regarding Elon Musk, I should say, is really quite remarkable. These people now are so insane, and I'm sure they're all being paid by really evil billionaires, one that I'm thinking of, because I don't know what other explanation there could be of this. And hopefully the FBI someday will get around to finding out what the hell's really going on here. But the FBI, Jesus, what a mess that thing is. So they're now defacing Teslas. They're setting them on fire. They're going after Tesla supercharger stations. They're going after Tesla dealerships. It's really, really quite remarkable, I must say. It's really quite remarkable. And the useless propaganda press is all in getting its talking points from their masters at the Democratic Party to all pretty much have the same script and say the same thing. Oh, you don't believe me, huh? Well, take a listen.
I think that we have is in this moment.
Listen to your constituents. Center them in this moment.
But I can tell you that there are a lot of people that are watching his leadership in this moment. This is the moment.
No, I think about what's happening, in this moment.
What's important is that we meet this moment.
So are these current Democrats the ones to meet the moment?
What do you want to see us doing right now in this moment?
And which Democrats are actually going to stand up against Elon Musk and Donald Trump in this moment?
The fight that you all are exhibiting is not just what the base wants, but it's what this moment requires.
In this moment, you are listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local. They got their script. This is why the propaganda press has lost all credibility and most of its audience. The newspapers are a joke, including the New York Times, which at one point, not that long ago, and the Washington Post, not that long ago, actually enjoyed a good reputation regarding journalism. Now, they leaned left, but they played it straight, even though they leaned left. But now it's just a joke. It's gotten so bad that the New York Times, in fact, I have that here somewhere. Hold on a second. I think I have that here. Just bear with me, because this is really an indicator of just how bad they are. Do I have it here or not? Not that one. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Here we go. Now, I was telling you all about Fauci being a liar and the coronavirus scam being a scam a number of years ago. As soon as the story broke, I started doing research regarding Fauci, reading his interviews, watching his interviews on TV, and came to the conclusion very, very early on that this man was an absolute liar, that all the stuff that they were telling us was not true. And I started talking about it on my show, and almost overnight was shadow banned by Facebook, where I had been getting thousands of views for my talk show. Almost overnight went down to just a handful, a few hundred. And I told management here at the time that something happened. didn't know that back then that it was shadow banning and throttling and all that, but that's what happened. But I had, like, for 5 years, I've been telling you this, 5 years. And there have been a few of us, and the numbers kept growing and growing and growing. Dr. Naomi Wolf, God bless her. I mean, what a wonderful, wonderful person she is. And Amy Kelly and all the others with Daily Clout, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and so many others. Just so many brave, brave people who were not buying it at all and were trying to get the truth out. And it was really, really hard. Elon Musk did not own Twitter at the time. It was owned by a guy named Jack Dorsey, who was taking orders from the feds, just as Facebook was, to shadow ban and deplatform. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. Now, about 5 years later, now the New York Times, and I swear to you, I am not making this up. This is not from the Babylon Bee. Here's a tweet that I want to share with you. Janine Yunus, one of the many people I follow on X Twitter. A miracle has happened. The New York Times ran an op-ed acknowledging not only that the COVID virus likely originated in a lab, but that government officials and scientists conspired to keep the substantiating evidence secret. The lab leak theory was censored on social media because of, quote, pressure from the administration. We shouldn't have done it. And the headline of this is, we were badly misled about the event that changed our lives, which is a nice way of saying we've been lying to you for the past 5 years, because they all knew. After 5 years, try to wrap your mind around this. The newspapers are so corrupt. They are so pathetic. And CBS and all the rest as well. But this, in this case, the New York Times. After 5 years of me screaming into this microphone, telling you this is all a lie, this is a pandemic, it is a scam, and other brave people out there who got, took a lot of hits. Took a lot of hits, not just me, they took a lot of hits. Some people were deplatformed, some were debanked, some were, lost their jobs. I mean, it was bad, 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 bad stuff. After 5 years of this, now the New York Times saying, well, we were badly misled about the event that changed our lives. 5 years. They're a joke. The legacy corporate media is just, it's just a joke. And as bad as the New York Times is, it's still better than the local newspapers published by billionaire Bob. Billionaire Bob Nutting. A billionaire, I mean, he inherited the money, of course. It never ends. And that's why nobody believes them. Nobody believes them at all. Next. Spring. I want to talk with you. Full disclosure, this is an advertiser, a client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. These are wonderful people. I'm very excited about them. And if you care about your lawn, if you care about gardening, if you care about trimming, if you care about anything with that, with grass and edging and planting and anything at all, you got to pay attention. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric, has this incredible sale going on right now. Steel products are some of the best in the business. Steel is a German company. The name is spelled STIHL. The equipment is orange, and it is incredible. People love steel products, absolutely love them, because they're super rock solid, they're dependable, they last almost forever. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport, has an incredible sale going on right now. A steel FSA-57, a battery trimmer. Promotion price, only $229. And with that, you get a free extra AK-20 battery valued at $140. You buy the battery trimmer and you get an extra battery valued at $140 steel. It's a steel. Also, steel FS-56RCE gas trimmer. The regular price, $229.99. The sale price, only $199. You save $30 on this steel gas trimmer. It's a steel. The FS91R gas trimmer, the regular price, $360. The sales price, only $329. You save $30. It's a steal. And the steel RMA510V self-propelled battery lawnmower, the price, $799. With that, you get a free extra AP300S battery. The value, $300. A $300 battery free. It's a steal. Incredible values. Bridgeport equipment and tool. And one more thing, if you'll allow me. This is boating season. They have two stores, one in Marietta, which is the mega mall. It's fantastic. And the other one in Gallipolis, Ohio. And they have a lot of Crown Line boats that have insane prices. I'm looking at one model right now, a Moonstone, a Crown Line 220 SS, was $125,000, now $99,000. This is at the Marietta store and also Gallipolis. The Crown Line 220 LPX Slate was $120,000, now only $97,999. The Crown Line 260 SS was $180,000, now $169,000. Incredible Crown Line products. Another one here was $156,000. And now it's $124,000. Incredible values. I'm looking at them. All the 240 SS was $144,000, right? And now only $114,999. The Marietta store of Bridgeport equipment and tool is like the mega mall. It's in Marietta. Beautiful drive. Down 79. You go there, go to Gallipolis stores, and you get some incredible values. Now, if you go to the Pennsboro store and the one in Ripley, Bridgeport Equipment, they have incredible sales on Yamaha, the blowout sale. They have Yamahas like you would not believe. I've got a whole list of them here. I don't have the time right now to tell you all the details about them. But you go to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. They have 11 locations. 11. The nearest one is here in Bridgeport, next to Herb Electric. But you go to the Mega Mall store in Marietta, you go to Gallipolis, you go to Pennsboro, the values are like insane. Or Ripley for boats, for Yamahas. It never ends. It's a wonderful company. Great advertisers, great clients. I'm honored to tell you all about them. It's a steal. Every last one of their sales. It is a steal. Bridgeport. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Bridgeport. Dimitri live and dangerously local. I've got so much more for you here. Another audio clip that I want to play, and I'll do that right after this short break. It's Joe Rogan talking with Elon Musk. And I had to clean it up some. I had to clean it up some because the federal government wants me to treat you as if you are a child. And so there are a couple of dirty words that I had to kind of bleep out, but I'll tell you, it's the F word, but I had to bleep it out. But it's Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, two people who had been hardcore liberals, who now realize what kind of lie the whole left is. This is coming again from former liberals.